You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. About 10 years ago, I was becoming aware that I needed to change what I was doing for a living. I felt I was in a state of doing rather than being in a state of being, and I knew in my heart that I felt a calling to do something more. And although I didn't quite yet know what it was at the time, I knew it wasn't what I was doing at that time. I was happy enough, but I wasn't fulfilled enough. I was financially reimbursed, but I didn't feel like I was being rewarded. And I was pacing around feeling like this for quite some time. And at the time, fortunately, two very important tools revealed themselves to me. The first was Rebecca Campbell's Letter to a Light Worker. I don't know if you know it. And that's, if anything, a very powerful permission slip. If you ever needed one from the universe, just to remind you why you're here and what you came to do. And then the second of those tools was I discovered that it would be worthwhile for me to pursue and uncover my ikigai. And I used a Japanese framework for this. It enables you to uncover and bring together your passion, your gifts, what the world would love to receive from you, and how it would then create the rewards that would lead to a fulfilling and happy life. Rebecca Campbell, in her book Light is the New Black, is where I originally read her letter to a light worker. It's called that, and when I read it, there was something inside of me that really felt like it woke up. And this letter spoke so profoundly to me that I knew in the moment of reading it, and actually of rereading it, because I reread it many times, that this was the permission I had been waiting for to step into being really me. It was the kind of assurance, I suppose, from someone else, assurance from someone clearly who had already walked the same path that I was currently treading. And it said to me, stop hesitating. Give yourself permission to not just dream of what you want to be doing, but to actually step into that dream and make it a reality for you. For me, it was letting go of running an online shop. And instead, it turned out that my dream was to create my own energy-based therapy called Future Self Energetics. This was and still is the transformational energetic work that I feel I incarnated to do. Through my energy work, I enable other souls to become whatever they are incarnated to be. And this letter, written by Rebecca, I'm sure she wouldn't mind me calling her that, made my feelings of needing to respond to an inner calling feel okay. That those feelings I had were real. They were my destiny calling me to step forward now. That whatever I had to share was worthwhile. I didn't need to hold back anymore. That everything had been set up for me in advance. And that all I needed to do was to have the unshakable belief that it was my time to begin. Perhaps you're experiencing something a bit like that now. There's this voice inside of you that won't be quiet. It tells you over and over that what you're doing right now isn't really what you were meant to be doing. And you might not even know exactly what it is that you're supposed to be doing, but what is clear is that you know with absolute certainty that this isn't it. What I discovered through Rebecca's letter was that this persistent voice wasn't actually something to be pushed aside. It was my soul speaking to me and telling me that my destiny was calling me. And I believe that before you incarnate, you are assigned a kind of mission, and everything relating to the success of that mission is preloaded into your energy field. The people, the resources, the challenges, the explorations, every right time, right place connection, it is all loaded in and more. And when your destiny begins calling you, it's reminding you of the promises you made before you incarnated, like the promise you made to show up and do the work that you came to do, to serve the people who are waiting for you to serve them in the way only you can serve them. Rebecca begins her letter by saying that she believes that we came into this life with a deep inner knowing of what we were here to do and an inner guidance system in order to make that happen. Not a carefully laid out path with an instruction manual, but an unshakable deep-seated knowing that we're here for a reason, there's serious work to do, and the universe will support us in doing it. To me, her letter felt like it had been written to me and for me. So before I go any further, I think it would be lovely for me to share Rebecca Campbell's letter to a light worker with you. I hope that when I read it, that it will speak to you in the same way that it spoke to me. I believe that you came into this life with a deep inner knowing of what you were here to do and an inner guidance system to make it happen. I'm not talking a carefully laid out path that comes with an instruction manual, rather an unshakable deep-seated knowing that you're here for a reason, there is serious work to do, and the universe will support you in doing it. I believe until you answer this calling, you will always feel like there is something missing and something you've forgotten. No matter what you use to numb it out, it will be there. The only way to stop the calling is to answer it. I believe that your message is so deeply ingrained in you that sometimes it's hard to realise that everyone doesn't think like you. They don't. I believe you chose your parents, no matter how hard or soft, rich or poor, light or dark, old, young, present or not, kind or troubled. You chose them. And with this simple selection, you were put in exactly the right place and given exactly what you need to inspire you to rise up into yourself, to take your position. I believe that your tragedies, your losses, your sorrows, your hurt happened for you, not to you. And I bless the thing that broke you down and cracked you open, because the world needs you open. I believe that life lessons are less about getting it right and more about getting it wrong. I believe that you are more on track than you feel, even if you don't feel it, especially if you don't feel it. For the further you get off track, the closer you actually are to abandoning the wrong one and leaping over to the right one. I believe that you are closer than you think and more qualified in your message than you could ever fathom. I believe that the things that you are here to teach are the very things that you most need to learn, and that the best teachers are the ones that struggle the most, because when they get it with a triple smackdown. I believe that you are surrounded by your own personal team of angels, guides and teachers, both in this world and beyond, that are so completely devoted to your growth that if you knew, you would not spend one more day worrying about things working out. And if you could see things from their viewpoint, each time you'd see a challenge, you would meet it with a cheer. I believe in you and us and all of this. And Rebecca finishes with, and so it is.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, Do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena-sensitive care pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena-sensitive care pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Every time I read Rebecca's letter out aloud, it seems to reveal deeper and deeper layers of meaning for me. And can I invite you to join me? And let's take a walk through this letter together. I'm inviting you to meet your own destiny, just like this letter invited me to meet mine. Rebecca Campbell's speaking to each of us about something profound about the nature of our soul's work, about why we're here and about what's already been set in motion for us to make this work a success for us, even if we can't see it yet. Rebecca opens up then by saying that we came into this life with a deep inner knowing of what we were here to do and an inner guidance system to make it happen. So this isn't about having a detailed map, she says, or a step-by-step plan. It's about that unshakable knowing that lives beneath the surface of your everyday thoughts. It's that voice that keeps calling you forward, that persistent sense that there is something more waiting for you to become. It's the voice of your inner guidance system, and it is already there and speaking to you if you're prepared to listen to it. It's already pointing you in the right direction, and it knows exactly what you came here to do. You don't need to create it. You actually don't need to find it. It came in with you when you incarnated. So you just need to start listening to it, really, trusting what you're hearing and following where it leads. And Rebecca says that until we answer this calling, we're always going to feel like something's missing or that we've forgotten something. For me, it was an increasing resistance inside of myself to doing what I was already doing, and like a deep feeling need for more freedom, a release from the burdens and the responsibilities of choices that seemed to be right in the past that I'd made, but in some ways didn't feel like they were right for me now anymore. This calling is your soul, and it's reminding you of the promise you made before you came here. And no matter what else you achieve, no matter how comfortable or successful your life becomes in other ways, that feeling's going to remain with you until you answer the call. And there's a really beautiful part of this. The only way to stop the calling, as Rebecca would say, is actually to answer it. It's like a relentless ringing of your mobile phone. And the moment you say, hello, yes, that moment you take the first step towards your soul's work, that restlessness, it just begins to transform into something else entirely. It evaporates into purpose, into fulfillment, into the deep sense of rightness that comes from living in alignment and flow with why you're here. You have a message that is implanted deeply into the fabric of your being, and your message is so deeply a part of you that sometimes it'll be hard for you to realize that everyone else doesn't already know the message already, or for example that they haven't already got the same message inside of them. And so the gifts that you carry and the way that you see the world, the healing that you're meant to offer, the way that you tick, these things feel so incredibly natural to you that you might not actually realize that not everyone has access to them as well. They really don't. And that's precisely why you came. It's precisely why you're needed. The work you're here to do and the perspective you bring and the particular way you are is unique. It's your unique essence. And you might look at it and what you have to offer and think, well, that's nothing special. But that's only because it's so deeply a part of you that you don't realise how special it is. To the people who are waiting for you, what you carry is extraordinary and life-changing. It's exactly what they need, delivered exactly in the way only you can deliver it. If I'm honest, I had a bit of a challenging childhood, and so I struggled to accept the next part of Rebecca's letter, that I chose my parents. No matter what your childhood was like, hard or easy, wealthy or poor, loving or troubled, you chose them. That was challenging for me. Could that really be true? Well, with that choice, I was placed exactly where I needed to be to become who I was intended to become. Everything about your early life, I feel, every challenge you faced, every struggle you endured, it was all preparing you. It was shaping you, strengthening you, giving you the exact experiences that you might need to do your soul's work. Your difficulties weren't punishments. They were your training ground. They were teaching you, opening you up, preparing you to help others in ways that only someone who has walked that same path could help. I think I understand some of my clients so deeply because I've lived experience of many of the same experiences and challenges that they faced. The experiences we had aren't identical, but there's a level of understanding that's there, and it makes the work much more intimate, much more genuine. And what about tragedies, losses, sorrows, hurts? Rebecca feels that they happened for you, not to you. Another thing I have to confess that I struggled with at first. She blesses the very thing that broke me down and cracked me open, because the world needed me open. And after a while and sitting and thinking about that, yeah, I got it. And as Rumi says, the wound is the place where the light enters you. I also now feel and have learned that that very same wound is actually where the light can radiate out of you the most. The world needs those of us who have been broken, and yet despite that brokenness, they learned how to heal themselves. The world needs teachers and leaders and guides and mentors who have struggled and found their way through. I suppose in some ways your wounds are your credentials. Not that I would glorify mine or encourage you to glorify yours. The very things that broke us open are what makes us capable of holding space for others whilst they are in their darkness. Because you've been there and you are evidence that you can survive this and thrive after it. You know, the way through and out of the other side is something that you already have the keys to. You've already walked that path. And Rebecca tells us that life lessons are less about getting it right and more about getting it wrong. Well, I relate to that. This is such a relief, isn't it, to know it's okay, that you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have it all figured out before you begin. Getting it wrong, I think, is sometimes the best way to have an opportunity to learn. Falling is how you discover your capacity to rise. The messy, imperfect journey is what makes you show up as real, what makes you seem authentic to those who hear of your tales of daring do, what makes someone else really relate to you. your clients, your students, your friends, your family, your community, any of the people you're here to serve, they don't need someone who's never struggled. They need someone who has struggled and kept going and won through. They need you exactly as you are, with all of your imperfections and all of your hard-won wisdom. So all this shows you that you're a lot more on track than you might feel you are, even if you don't feel it. And if you feel you are off track, then I reckon you are closer than you could imagine to being able to move to the right path. Sometimes it's only because we know which is the wrong path that we can see which is the right path for us. So when you feel most lost or most off track or most uncertain, most like you've taken a wrong turn, that often indicates there is the moment coming where you will have the opportunity to shift. There's a kind of nagging discomfort about it, and your soul says, well, it's not this way, and it certainly isn't that way, and it can't be that one. What about this one, the one that feels more promising? The one perhaps that you've never gifted yourself the opportunity of. So this is like a course correction. Every wrong turn has been bringing you closer to the right turn. Every moment of feeling off track has been preparing you to recognise the right track whenever you came across it. I don't think, and I always say this to everybody I work with, I don't think you necessarily need more training before you're ready to step into your purpose. You don't need more certificates and experience before you're worthy. And you don't need to wait until you feel super confident and completely certain and prepared. There is an aspect of you that was born ready. You're ready now. Everything you've lived through has qualified you to do and be what comes with your destiny. The people who are waiting for you don't need you to be perfect. They need you to be present. They need you to be real and to show up and offer whatever it is that you have. Rebecca goes on to say that the things that you are here to teach are the very things you most need to learn. And I will put my hand up to that one. And that the best teachers are often the ones who struggled the most. I think I'd probably put my hand up to that as well. You're meant to teach from the journey of learning it yourself. Your students will join your learning journey. They'll join it at a place where they need to join it, and they will grow alongside you as you grow. And the work you're here to do will continue to teach you, challenge you, deepen you, transform you. And that's exactly how it should be. Your willingness to keep learning is actually what makes you the most powerful of teachers. And in case you felt this is a bit much for you to take on by yourself, well, you are not and never have been in this alone. You're surrounded by your own personal team of angels, guides, teachers, helpers, guardians, both in this world and beyond, who are so completely devoted to you and to the essence that you are intending to bring, that if you really knew the level of support you had, the level of love around you, the level of, just enthusiasm around you, you wouldn't spend another day worrying about the things that you're worrying about. And you certainly wouldn't be worried about things working out for you. You are so supported. You are so held. You are so guided. You're adored and you're valued. And every step you take towards your calling, well, the universe will respond really generously. You'll find that doors open, the right people appear, resources come, synchronicities multiply. It's already been arranged. And your team is already working on your behalf, orchestrating connections, preparing the way, ensuring that when you show up, everything you need will be there. All you have to do is to believe and to trust. And you just have to be prepared to take that first step.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Up optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle Magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
There are two valuable tools to unlock your purpose when you feel you're at a kind of crossroads with stepping into your higher purpose. And as I've already said, I'd suggest you begin with what I'm sharing on my show today. Firstly, I'd invite you to read and have a really good think about the meaning of Rebecca Campbell's letter to a lightworker. It's a permission slip from the universe, and it says, look, this is why you're here. This is what you came to do. And then second, there's the Ikigai, which is a Japanese framework for uncovering and then bringing together your passion, your gifts, what the world would love to receive from you, and then how it would also create the rewards that lead to a really fulfilling and happy life for you. So I believe absolutely that you came here for a reason, and that there is work that only you can do, and that people are waiting for you to show up. I am waiting for you to show up. I believe your wounds are your medicine, that your struggles have prepared you for whatever your destiny requires of you, and that everything you're experiencing and have experienced has been shaping you for whatever this next moment might be. And I know that when you step into the work that you really came here to do, that the universe will rise up to support you, because I've seen it in my own life and I've seen it so many times with other people in my community. I believe until you, though, answer the call, you're not going to feel fully settled and happy, no matter what else you might achieve in your life. Your soul knows. It knows you're not where you're meant to be. And it won't let you forget it. So Rebecca's letter clearly spoke to my soul at a time when I needed to hear it, and it gave me permission to step into the destiny that was calling me. But I still had a meaningful question that I needed an answer to. What exactly was I being called to do? Back then, I didn't know what it was. I know what it is now, but back then, I only knew that it was not what I was doing. And I didn't have a clear picture of what it was that I ought to be moving towards. And then the universe, in its perfection, answered my question. And that's when I discovered the Ikigai, and it became the bridge between understanding my calling and actually stepping into it. So Ikigai is a Japanese concept, a framework, and it roughly translates to reason for being, which I feel is absolutely perfect. It's a way of finding that place where what you love and what you're good at and what the world needs and what you can be rewarded for all come together. And when I worked through this framework, everything began to click into place even more. Ikigai asks you to take each step forward. Do what you love. Do what you're good at. Do what the world needs. Do what you can be rewarded for. And if you are able to bring these four things together, and it's the calling in of a, it will ultimately call in an incredible, fulfilling and happy life for you. And so at first I wasn't quite sure, but I thought, okay, well, I know what I love. I love working with people and for people. I love people. And I know what I'm good at. I'm exceptionally good at the energy work that I do. And I believe the world needs it because we need to open up as many people so that they can do what their incarnation is destined for. And can I do this in a way that rewards me, not only with money, but how I feel and my self-esteem and how I feel that I've made a difference in the incarnation that I'm currently in. So I did. I gradually worked on those things, and I looked at what I loved and what I was good at and what the world needed and things that felt like I would be rewarded for. And gradually I came to, I would like to start my own energy-based therapy, and I would like it to be based upon the future self that we would like to be, future self energetics. And so I worked over time to bring and refine these four things together. And it has been the calling in of an extraordinarily fulfilling and happy life for me. So you now have these two powerful tools in the palms of your hands. Rebecca's letter, which has spoken to your soul, given you permission, if you needed it, to trust that calling inside of you, to believe that you came here for a reason, that people are waiting for you, and that the universe will support you whenever you choose to step forward. And the Ikigai, which has given you a practical framework for discovering precisely what that calling might look like. That place where you love, what you're good at, what the world needs, and what can sustain you. That place where all of that can come together. If my thoughts have spoken to you today, if you recognised yourself in the words of this show, then your destiny is calling. The work you came to do is waiting for you. The people who need you are waiting for you, and I am waiting for you to begin. Trust that everything you need has already been arranged. Trust that you are supported, guided, ready. The fulfilling and happy life that's in alignment with your soul's purpose is waiting for you on the other side of your next leap. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetics show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.